Good morning, everyone. We're holding Simon Shin Yud Ches, Siv Hey. It's page Kuf Lamed Hey, the last line on the page. And today we're going to learn about the halachas of Bishul Achar Afia, Afia Achar Bishul, Tzli Achar Bishul, Bishul Achar Tzli. Even though we establish a halacha that ain't Bishul Achar Bishul, the Dever Yavish, or according to the Ramah by Dever Lach, Shaloin Nitzta'anein Legamri. Even though we established that in Sif Dalin, the reason for that, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, we said was because once you take a piece of meat and you cook it, so that is the malacha where you took raw and you made it, you changed the food. When it cools off and then you reheat it, all you're doing is making it hot, but nothing's really changing in the food. There's nothing significant. It's already fully cooked, and therefore Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But what if I have a food that was cooked and now I want to bake it? Or roast it, or let's say it was roasted, and now I want to cook it. So now what I'm doing is changing the food. If I take a piece of bread and I cook it, it's going to change completely. So memela over here, we're going to have machlekes and the rishonim and the machlekes and the mechaber and the ramah. How to paskin im yesh bishul achar afia and vice versa or not? We'll see it inside. It's again a few different halachas halacha lemaisa. We'll discuss today also davar gush, which means we know that a kli rishon can cook. Iri Kli Rishon can cook, a Kli Sheni like typically cannot cook. It can only cook Kali HaBishul. Or there's another Derabbanan problem with Kli Sheni of Mechzikim HaVashel. Iri Kli Sheni and Kli Shlishi was a Machlekes, we said. Rav Moshe held it typically, we don't assume it's going to cook, even though we're going to be Cheshish, many foods are Kali HaBishul for a Kli Sheni and say they're also to cook on a Kli Sheni. But for Iri Kli Sheni and a Kli Shlishi, Veer, we're not going to be machmir according to Rav Moshe, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, and according to others, the Aruch HaShulchan, we are machmir in a Kli Shlishi to be Cheshish for Kali HaBishul, just like by a Kli Sheni. There's a concept called the Dever Gush, which means Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Irei, all these things are liquids where you're pouring hot liquid from one Kli to another. What if I take a solid food, like a piece of kugel, and I move it from Kli to Kli? Do we say that it also gets the status of Kli Sheni slash Kli Shlishi and all the particular halachas will apply to it? Or no, since the Dever Gush does not need the Kli, it is a solid and it holds its heat independently, maybe no matter how many kelim you're going to put it into, it will retain its status of Kli Rishon and it can cook even in a Kli Shlishi according to everyone. That's going to be a Shaila and we're going to be Machmer Lechatchila. That a Dever Gush retains the status of a Kli Rishon, and that being a Geir Halacha L'maaseh a few cases. Let's see it all inside. Zok the Mechaber. Yesh Misha Omer, some say the Dover Shenefe Oy Nitzle, something which is baked or roasted, in Bishlei Achar Kach Mashke, if you're going to cook it afterwards in liquid, right? Baking is cooking with dry heat when you're not exposed to the fire. Roasting is cooking with dry heat when you're exposed to the fire. And cooking, in the literal sense, means cooking with liquid. Yeshem Bishol, there will be an and based on this halacha, that Yesh Bishol Achar Afia, you cannot take bread or challah for that matter and put it into hot liquid that's Yacheledes, even if it's in a Kli Sheni. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this first opinion. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Mem, Sifkaton Mem, Mem, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis. And Mem Gimel, Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sukkah, Mem in Bishlei Achakach Memashkeh. Rachel Lemish in the Sunday Bechidere Kishemis Bashelas and Reitiv. You took this food that was dry and already cooked, and you put it into a hot pot of liquid. If you put it into cold liquid, typically the Yishma Mishnah Bishel Avar Hamashkeh. If you're going to take it, this food that was already roasted and put it into cold liquid and heat it up, so you're over Bishel on the liquid. So we're discussing where you're cooking it now in hot, in existing hot liquid. So the liquid itself is no Iser Bishul, but this food that was roasted or baked will now have an Iser Bishul. Mem Aleph, Mishum Bishul, the Afa Gav the Ein Bishul Achar Bishul whatever Yavish Mikom Mokin Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli. There is an Iser Bishul after roasting it, but Afilo Adayin Reseach Machmas Atzliya. Even if it's still hot from the roasting, but you're doing something different. You're enacting a change in its characteristics. You're changing the bread now by cooking it. For the Lashita Zuyish, Tliach Harbishel is also Tliach Harbishel. Lachin also Litin Dovich in his Bashel Eitzel Eish Bli Reitiv. Something which was cooked, you cannot put it next to an open fire without any liquid because now you're doing a Tzli to something which was cooked. Lav Dafke Eitzel Eish. Tzli does not have to only be Eitzel a fire. The Huadim Machomokin Shukoli Tzolis Mechematanar. Sometimes it's possible to get the roasted flavor from the heat of an oven, which means that we've defined before afiya and tzliya as different ways of processing food. And I said before that afiya is when you're not exposed to the fire, and tzliya is when you're exposed to the fire. That's generally the case. It's possible to get that roasted flavor even when you're not exposed to the fire, but there is a distinct flavor of roasted food, and that's the main difference. Don't take cooked food and put it in dry into an oven. Obviously, in a way that'd be mutter on Shabbos. Let's say there's no fire in the oven. The fire was on and the fire is off permanently, and now it's just a hot oven. So there would be you would not be able to put this food there. Even if you have a kedera in between, where again we're avoiding any issues in the sin lechatchila, but still it would be aser mitzad the iser bishul. There's no iser tzli achar tzli, like there's no iser bishul achar bishul. So once something was roasted, you can go and roast it again on Shabbos. Again, making sure we're not being over any iser nesina lechatchila. As long as you don't bring it too close, there's no problem of shemi yichata. This is referencing all the halachas and the sin lechatchila, what you're allowed to put onto a fire or how you can heat things up on Shabbos. But mitzad the iser bishul, there's no iser tzli achar. There's no iser to bake after you've already baked something. Now, however, there is a shaila: is there tzli achar afia? For example, can I take bread that was baked and make it into toast, which is more of a roasted flavor? And that's something which is a shaila in the Poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though Mistaber, he wants to say that it would be mutter the ma'aseh, he was machmir not to make toast on Shabbos. So if you were to take challah and somehow get it near a flame where it would turn into toast, that's something which Rav Shlomo Zalman would say to avoid. That's some form of tzliach harafiyah. Even though that's the case, we'll see later in the siman, taking your challah and putting it on top of a crock pot is not going to be a problem of tzliach harafiyah, even though now you're putting it in dry heat and it can get a little hard. The Ma'aseh, the place can speak out. I believe it's a Chazanish that the Chal does not get any real roasted or toasted flavor from being on top of the crock pot. It gets warm, maybe a little crustier, but doesn't really get a roasted or toasted flavor. It does not become toast when you put it on top of the crock pot, and therefore it would be permitted to take your challah and put it on top of the crock pot on Shabbos morning when there's challah in the crock pot. That would not be a problem of Tzliach HaRafia. Pas. Adding another halacha here about that you're not allowed to take bread and that was cooked and put it not only in a kli rishon, even in a kli sheni. Now, what's the pshat? Why can't I put it into a kli sheni? We have kali habishul, they cook in a kli sheni. We're not sure what's included in kali habishul. According to this opinion, which we're going to see in the Mishnah Brura, we are machmir like this opinion that even things that were baked, you cannot put them in the kli sheni. We're not bekiyim. What are kali habishal? And we're machmir not to put any food in the kli sheni. The exceptions would be ayin lekamam siftes oides tavlin. We'll have certain spices will be an exception. Also, the Sharatiyim points out water and oil are an exception. Water and oil are not considered kali habishul, and therefore they can be placed into a kli sheni. Obviously, we have to avoid the shailas of mechzik and mevashal mid rabbonon, but being tzad the iser bishul itself, there's no problem of putting water and oil. They're not considered kali habishul, and they could go into a kli sheni. And there actually is a prima gadim later on in the siman who does say that by water there is no iser mechzik and mevashal, and therefore water would definitely be mutter to put into a kli sheni, even water that was never cooked before. But other foods, avada we are cheshish, besides water and oil, besides mechzik mevashel, would be cheshish for the iser of kali habishel. Zot, there actually is a chazan issue who argues on this Mishnah Brura, and he holds that only things that are known to be easily cooked are considered kali habishel. But typically, at least here in America, the minhag is to be cheshish for this Mishnah Brura, and therefore we are worried that we don't want to put anything that was raw, or even if it was baked, we don't want to put it into a kli sheni. And we're going to see how this applies with putting challah or croutons into our soup. But let's first finish the rest of the sif. Zok the Mishnah Brura Sukkot Mem Gimel. Matirim b'kli sheni, sevir lehu de'ein kli sheni mevashim mishum dover. I'm sorry, that is actually Viter and the Mechaber. Is that the Mechaber Viter? Miyesh Matirin Bahagob Klisheni. Some are Mankel that even though they're Chayshish to some extent, Yesh Bishal Achar Afiyah, but only in the Kli Rishayin. In the Klisheni, they're going to be Mankel. And the Mishnah Berurah says on this, Matirin B'Klisheni, Sivir Lehu De'en Klisheni Mevashel B'Shum Dover, Bishita holds Klisheni can't cook. Yes, there's an Isser Bishal Achar Afiyah, but Klisheni can't cook. Then the third opinion here, the Rama says, Vyesh Makil Afiyah B'Kli Rishayin. Some are Mankel even in the Kli Rishayin. And Zakta Mishnah Berurah on this Shita, the Rama, Zakta Mishnah Berurah, Afiyah B'Kli Rishayin. Sivir Lehu De'en Chayach Shein Bishal Achar Afiyah, Itzli Abhu Adin Lehepech. This Shita is a Shita in the Rishayin that holds there is no Isser Bishal Achar Afiyah or Afiyah Achar Bishal, Tzli Achar Bishal. Once it's cooked, once it's processed and it's edible, it no longer makes a difference to reheat this dry food. Okay, now how are we noyeg? Zok the Rama, v'nogu lizar lechatchila shaloi litim pas afilu b'kli sheni kozman sheyat zeledes boi. Zok the Rama lechatchila, we're going to be machmer like the most stringent opinion. B'dievet, we're going to be makel allow you to eat the food. But lechatchila, we're going to be machmer and we're not going to allow you to take even baked food and put it into a kli sheni. Zok the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Memhei. V'nogu lizar. Perush. We don't take challah and put it into a liquid boiling hot challah, even in the klisheni, or soup for that matter. The kolshekin, you can't do iri klirishin on top of your challah or your matzah for those who eat kibrux or during the year, if you someone eats matzah, it's only baked. You cannot pour boiling hot water on top of it from a klirishin. There are some people, they cut up onions and they put it into soup on your plate. Don't put it there until the soup has cooled down. By bread, it's more kal because it was already baked. We can't put it into a klisheni. Onions you can't put into a klisheni. Oh, here comes the Mishnah Berurah and introduces the concept of davar gush, something which is a salad, and they put the onions on the salad. Kol shekhen to be machmer because there's an opinion that holds solid food always retains its status of kli rishon. And therefore, one should for sure be careful not to put his raw onions on top of a davar gush. And we're going to explain this in a practical example. Does someone have to clean his plate from his salad before he puts his chalent onto his plate, before he puts his boiling hot kugel onto his plate? Is this a concern? So let's you put a pickle on top of your boiling hot kugel. So we'll hold off on that for a moment, and let's first continue with the Mishnah Berurah. Even if you're going to wait until the marak in your plate is not yachal edus, even if you're going to first put the onions onto your soup once it cooled off, but don't pour a new soup from the pot onto those onions, the air revacho could they clipa could the kaimlam sev yun, the issue is a chash de raisa. When they make a hot food from pecha, I think this means gala, they pour this boiling hot soup from the legs of the calves and they pour it directly onto their bread. Even if you're going to first put marak into a bowl and make it a klisheni, don't put your challah into a boiling hot klisheni. Elam right to lead and pass. What should you do? Yam to match the yia hayach. Let us marak. Wait till the soup has cooled down. Oy, zok the Mishnah Berurah. The big important words of the sif. Lechol hapachis yisha bekaf and akadera gadei shetia hakaarikli shlishi. Use a ladle. Don't pour directly from the bowl from the pot into your bowl. Now your bowl is a klisheni. Use a ladle. The ladle will now be the klisheni. Pour it into a bowl. Now it's a klishlishi. And even though we said yesterday the Mishnah Berurah is machmer on a klishlishi, that were chayshes for kali habishal, that's only by raw foods like a tea bag. But over here, where it was already baked, even though we're chayshes lechatchila yesh bishal achar afiyah, but chotch not more than a klisheni. Once it's a klishlishi, it could be makel on bishal achar afiyah, and you can take your challah and dip it into your soup if you use the ladle to dish out the soup. The kolshkin and mreitz alitim mitzalim neshumim say chachamim ha'ilu levadi yizur ma'in latzeskin kolshkin. If you want to put raw onions, make sure to do it with a klishlishi. im yara aleihem mikli rishon sheyatz leitz behem yesh v'zechshash am malacha v'chanal. So this that the Mishnah Berurah just says kol shekein, if you want to put the betzalim in the shuman, so lechera, based on what we're saying yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah that holds a kli shlishi is just as chamer as a kli sheni. So these are raw foods, so they're not going to have the heter we just had a moment ago that you could put your challah into a kli shlishi. So in order to teach the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to have to say over here what he means is not kol shekein that you should dizar ma'oy lasses came to put into a kli shlishi. He means dizar ma'oy that you wait till it cools down below yatzel at this button. So kaponim, we have a few different halachas here to speak out. Now let's finish the Mishnah Berurah first, and we'll speak on all the halachas. Manvav lechatchila b'di'evad afilu b'klirishin in lesser de'ishlus mechayish makilin b'di'evad by bishul achar afia or mekel emzayin afilu b'klisheni b'klishlishi mitarad the primogardim b'sivka and lamed hey lahakal ayin sham that by bishul achar afia we could be mekel on the klishlishi. Namches cause man sheyad ledes by ayim chayadon because of the heches sheyad nichvis by the kuliyam mevashal afilu b'klisheni, even if we hold the klisheni doesn't cook. If it's Yad Nichvis Bay, which is an extremely high temperature, not clear exactly what temperature that is, then everyone agrees Klisheni will cook. Another reason to be Machmer on a Klisheni. So, and I also just remember now we did not finish the instant coffee discussion. Okay, so let's do step by step. So the first thing over here is we establish Halacha Lamaisa where Machmer Yesh Bishal Achar Afia, even in a Klisheni. In a Klishlishi, we could be Mekel. So taking bread and putting it into a Klisheni, Aser. Taking bread or challah, putting it into a kli shlishi, mutter. How do you make your soup into a kli shlishi? The Mishnah Berurah here seemed to say, take a ladle and then and dish it out into a bowl. The ladle is a kli sheni, and now the bowl is a kli shlishi. There's a stira in a later Mishnah Berurah in the simen where over there he calls a ladle that is a ladle is not a kli sheni. And even if you use a ladle, the bowl is still going to be a kli sheni, not a kli shlishi. And that's a stira. And there are a few different mahalachim to answer it. The most classic mahalach is Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. He says that a ladle, if it's not left in the boiling hot pot of soup, you're just scooping in, scooping and scooping and scooping, but you don't leave it in the kli rishon itself, then the ladle is a kli sheni and your bowl is a kli shlishi. However, if you leave the ladle in the soup for a while, it becomes hot, it itself becomes a kli rishon, it's part of the kli rishon, then your bowl will be a kli sheni. And that's in nafkamina, if someone wants to know if you could dip his challah in the soup. So you want to make sure that we're just talking about where the ladle was not kept in the soup for too long. Another mahalach that Minchas Yitzchak says is that tashayla, when it's a shayla between kli rishon and kli sheni, we're going to call the ladle a kli rishon. When it's a shayla between kli sheni and kli shlishi, we're going to call the bowl a kli shlishi. So that's another mahalach, and then the bowl will always be a kli shlishi if you use a ladle to serve it. That's a smach lahakel to dip your challah into the soup. That would definitely be another smach lahakel. Now, what about the next shayla we have to discuss is davar gush. So the classic shayla of davar gush is if I have, I want to put chalent or boiling hot kugel onto my plate, and the chalent has pieces of meat that are davar gush, that are boiling hot, and the kugel is davar gush, boiling hot, yach lettuce, boy, do I have to be worried it's going to cook the other food in my plate? So let's say I have a davar that's baked in my plate, yesh bishal achar afia, by this is davar gush, yesh bishal achar afia, do I have to clean my plate? So it depends. If the food in my plate was already baked, and the only problem here is bishul achar afia, then we could be mekel. It's not a problem. The reason is because davar gush really is not the ikar halacha to be machmer. It's a chumra ba'alma. The ikar adin when we paskin that davar gush cannot cook. It does get the status of a klisheni or a shlishi or whatever it is. It's just that lechatchila, we as a chumra ba'alma we treat it that it can cook. And since over here it's a davar sheni mischav and you don't want your challah to get cooked by your chalent, to davar sheni mischaven, you don't really want it to touch, let's say, you know, you're not makbid, you know, that it should touch per se. Or even if you wanted to touch to help you eat it or to put a little flavor, but you don't really need the challah to get hot. That's not what you're trying to get over here. So memela, it's really a davar sheni mischaven. It's a psik resha, if it's for sure going to happen, but it's a psik resha l'nichle. So the psik resha l'nichle on the chumra. And besides the psik resha l'nichle on the chumra of davar gush, it's bishul achar afia, which itself is a shayla. Is that a shita that holds ain bishal achar afia? So because yesh oimrim ain bishal achar afia, and it's only a psik resha l'nichle on the chumra of davar gush, you do not need to be careful that your challah should not touch the chalent davar gush in the chalent. However, if you have raw food on your plate like salad, you have lettuce on your plate, then there is a maila to be mishtadal that your davar gush should not touch the salad. The maisa lechatchila, we don't want your raw food to be, even though it's a psik resha l'nichle, we don't want it to be cooked by the davar gush lechatchila. So there, I don't know if it's necessary to get a new plate or to clean it down completely, but there's an inyan to be mishtadal know that the hot, boiling hot food should not be touching any raw food on your plate. That was minageya davargush. Maybe before we get to the instant coffee, there's one shiloh which keeps coming up was tradition soups. People want to know, can you make tradition soup on Shabbos? So from what I've done the little research from people that I've asked, it's been very unclear if everything in the soup is already fully cooked or not. Different agencies have given different answers. So if there's a tzad that it's not fully cooked, then if you hold like our Moshe that you can make tea in the Kli Shlishi because it's mechatesi, it's Kali HaBishul. So then you could say that the tradition soup also mechatesi is a Kali HaBishul and you can make it in the Kli Shlishi. But if you're machmir like the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish and the Prima Gadim and many others that you have to be machmir for Kali HaBishul and the Kli Shlishi, then it would be also to make the tradition soup as much as we don't know that it was fully baked and fully cooked yet. That would be the halacha with tradition soups. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll have to deal with the instant coffee a different time. Everyone should have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow back in Shul and have a good day.